dobrze.
Okay, so, yeah, we're ready for the next talk. Yeah, please could you close the door? Close the door. Yeah, yeah. Okay. So yeah, we are ready for the next talk. The next speaker is Jose Gomez, and he's going to talk about a very interesting topic and very popular topic. So my name I am Susie. Okay.
Thank you. Thank you. I'd like to start this. I'd like to start this with our daily mantra for many of us. Can you hear me back there? More or less. And there? Better. Okay, this is more. I will try to keep this dance. Please raise your hand if you cannot hear me, okay? I want everybody to hear, and let's see how this goes now. Welcome. This is the SUSE ID project description and project showcase. We are here to show how SUSE has tackled their IAM landscape. So first, I think it's important to show how did we get here. So let's go through a little bit of the story of SUSE. So SUSE was founded in 1992 in Germany, was one of the first companies to go market for Linux Enterprise. SUSE was acquired by Novell in 2003. Then Novell was acquired by Attachment Group in 2011. Then Attachment Group was merged, well, was acquired by Micro Focus in 2014. And then in 2019, SUSE became independent. Do you see the pattern here after 2003? Everybody here long enough in an organization that has gone through mergers can definitely spot it. It never ends well. But who are you, you might ask? Our dear friend here presented me earlier, but I can elaborate a little bit more. I'm Jose. I'm a full-stack engineer in SUSE. I've been working in SUSE 6 to 7 years. 5 years in the customer center, and 1 year in the platform engineering team. And with all of this baggage in my back, I can confidently say that I have no idea what I'm doing. I just sit down at a computer, I type things and they work, and sometimes I don't. So it is what it is. I want to bring up a small disclaimer in this talk. We here in this talk are not wanting to sell you anything. We are going to talk about how we got to our IAM nightmare, and what steps are we going to take to make it better. We will mention products, we will mention things that are necessary for the plot, but in no way, shape, or form are we selling anything here. Yes, I do work for SUSE, but that doesn't mean that I'm here to market SUSE. With that out of the way, let's go back to our original part. So how do we got here? A small summary, in case you missed it. So we were founded in 92. Chain of acquisitions, now we're independent. This, of course, brought the classic. So every time there is a merger, two companies work in different ways. One of the ways will win. It's always like that. They can never be fully integrated because there will be two different governance models. So we have now multiple password providers because every merge, every movement requires new system, new platforms. We have multiple LDAPs because we were used to work like this in 1987. We were used to work like this in 1997. We were used to work like this in 2007, and so on and so forth. We also have multiple add-ons and bridges because those old systems were working really nice, really fine for the technology at the moment. But we have new standards like OpenAuth, OpenID, and so on, but we cannot just recycle the old systems. So we have to bring new pieces of code that actually make the old pieces of software work with new protocols. That also means maintenance burden. We also have things like Active Directory because we cannot get the fact that Windows is also used in organizations, so that is also a piece to maintain. We have radius servers because we like to connect things together as well. The more the merrier, right? But so at the end of the day, everybody is following or is feeling like this. So you know who you are, you know where to go to, but it's way too many identities, way too many things. So why are we doing this? As I have clearly stated, I think our authentication systems are not fully standardized. Logging into a service may require navigating a nightmare of just services around and sometimes manual interaction, depending on the case. At the time of writing or at the time of presenting this, every employee needs at least two identities. So we have a SaaS provider product there where we can authenticate and do a part of our work. And we have also LDAP and all other protocols where we have another identity to also work. I think with this, many people can also feel a bit identified when you work in a big company that usually happens. This, of course, comes with a problem on security and compliance concerns. We have multiple IAM services around, and they bring problems when you try to govern them, because everybody has their own system. There is an inconsistent MFA implementation because every system does it their own way, and it's not so easy to steer them into proper ways or into the single way. And there's no standardized source of identity because Company A used to use Active Directory, and that's the source of truth. Company B uses LDAP in its own way and cannot properly merge with Active Directory because there is an encoding here that is not available there, or it's a specific software feature that is not here but that is there. That also means on the administration side, we need multiple tools to just attend a single request. And there is many integrations to take care for before actually attending one of the requests. And with this, I think I will show a little bit of how a SUSE employee or a SUSE partner works in a daily day basis with some of the systems that SUSE provides for them. So let's start with the first login. So you go to Jira because you are a partner in SUSE and you want to keep in touch with the progress of your software or your software request. You're prompted to authentication. You said, okay, username and password, oh good. And you go to Confluence and you have to authenticate again. Username and password, and say, okay, it's fine. Now you go to the build service. In case people here work with SUSE products, the build service is backbone for this. It loads, it's all beautiful, nice. You click on login and authenticate. Then you said, okay, I will check my Boxzilla box. You open the Boxzilla, you realize it's an important box that you have a relationship with SUSE, you need to have security for this. Sure, let's authenticate and login again. You said, okay, fine. I am not a SUSE partner. I just bought some products from SUSE. So I'll just go to the SUSE customer center, try to check my subscriptions, and login, but with a different prompt now. Doesn't look like the previous ones. You said, okay, I'm an employee. I'll just go to my corporate email and authenticate, but yet another prompt. So at the end of the day, this is what everybody experiences. So we want to go to SUSE products and always authenticate. But you might ask yourself, why not move into yet another SaaS product, cloud service, or third-party service? And I can confidently say it to you that that would not be very open source of you. For once, we at SUSE want to comply with many regulations, with more regulations as possible. The first set of regulations here we will be going through is, first of all, GDPR, which is very important in the European Union. The NIS2 regulations as well, which tie us to have less people and to know more about the supply chain of our software in general. And the DORA certificate, the DORA regulation as well, which also forces us to know and to keep track of our system, information systems. This is a nice guess there. But there's always a catch, right? So with all of this I've been talking to you, you kind of can guess the hint, the gist, sorry, that we cannot use a third party into our authentication system. But that overly leads you to self-hosting. But self-hosting is not free because it comes with its own issues. So self-hosting for sure will enable you, or us in this case, to comply with more regulations because you control the software that is running. You take the decisions. You have the data. But that comes with a problem because there is no such free thing as a free lunch. Every new solution that you bring to the table comes with new problems. Self-hosting brings costs in all of this area. You need operations to take care of the servers that you're putting in place. You need data centers to actually host the things, because if you use the cloud, you're breaking the first premise of self-hosting. It's not in your premises. You need data handling practices. You need security hardening. You need personnel that is taking care of these systems. You need frontline support to actually take care of the requests. In the past, you just relay all of that to the service provider, and is there a problem? You just pay some money, and that's it. And now you have to absorb those costs. In our case in particular for SUSE, we do have some of these costs already in our normal operations. So they don't really make a bulge. That doesn't mean that they are not fully free. So for the case of data centers, we have data center personnel. We have data center operations teams, so that we can rely on that. And bringing this project into the mix does not constitute much of an increase in the workload. The same for departments with support and so on. But it does bring new costs on operation staff, data handling, and security handling, for sure. But enough. Let's see some diagrams, and let's go through more or less how did we want to build this solution and how it will be looking in the future. So we want to put SUSE ideas, the